Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, September 2005. Last month, I introduced the topic of drugs and sport and began a discussion on their widespread use. I investigated what these substances actually are and how they are defined and classified by the IOC and the World Anti-Doping Agency. In this month's edition of Clinical Review, I'd like to review what side effects and risks the use of steroids carry. Why do athletes use substances that are banned by the organizations they compete in, even if it means possible suspension for life or damage to their own bodies? The risk of side effects is relative to dosage and frequency of use, similar to alcohol consumption or smoking cigarettes. The more you take and the longer you take them, the greater the risk of damage. That makes sense. Most steroid users cycle the drugs they use to minimize toxicity and combine two or more types to maximize their effect. This is known as stacking. Non-steroid drugs such as HCG, also known as human chorionic gonadotropin, HGH, which is human growth hormone, or tamoxifen, are frequently used in stacks to boost testosterone production between cycles, increase the effects of muscle response during a cycle, or minimize the possible feminizing effects of steroid use in men. Biochemical individuality is a major factor in terms of how anabolic steroids affect each individual. If someone has a weak constitution and takes the wrong combination, serious side effects may occur. On the other hand, if someone has a strong constitution, obtains regular blood and urine analysis, eats well and takes things like milk thistle, garlic, ascorbic acid, and lipoic acid, the risk of toxicity will be much lower. However, like many recreational drug consumers, or regular people for that matter, steroid users don't always eat well or take vitamins to protect themselves. So consequently, they are more liable to higher risks. So why do men and women take steroids? You could say we are living in a disposable society, one that teaches consumerism as a religion and praises those who reach the material top no matter what the cost. People are judged according to the stuff they possess instead of character and conduct. Obnoxious, cruel, and arrogant behavior is often overlooked, provided the individual has enough money or fame. Image and net worth are everything in the material world, and money is power. But behind the facade of materialism lies one simple truth from which no one can escape. The most important things in life are free. If you have enough money, you can buy almost anything that money can buy. Money is certainly not inherently evil. As a matter of fact, a lot of good can be done with money. But the most important qualities in life, the things we value the most, money simply can't buy. Optimum health, wisdom, contentment, love, athletic ability, inner peace, integrity, nobility, honor, and the motivation to achieve your desires. These things are priceless and valued above all when it comes right down to it. Steroid abuse has permeated every social circle today, including military personnel, high school athletes, fire and police departments. Even personal trainers and their clients use steroids to achieve that buffed look. And many models, dancers, actors, celebrities, and teenagers use these substances to improve their appearance. The psychology of steroid use for some is quite simple and straightforward. They know what they want and are willing to take the risk, like skydiving or climbing Mount Everest. They see it, they understand it, they do it. For others, it is a complex web of mixed emotions, insecurity, and low self-esteem, especially when the shift occurs from use to abuse, and there is a big difference between the two. This is how some people justify steroid use. Competitive sports offer more money, fame, and power as rewards for victory than at any other time in history. Other athletes use them, forcing the individual to keep up to higher standards achieved artificially. A short-term attitude combined with emotional insecurity. If I get bigger and stronger, people will like or respect me more. That's the self-dialogue that goes on in the minds in the headspace of some people. The perceived benefits outweigh the risks. An alarming number of male high school students, up to 41%, say they would like to change how they look because they are not satisfied with their physical appearance. While the majority of young women say they want to lose weight, most young men want to gain weight, especially muscle. Some users thrive on taking risks or actually believe that they are somehow immune to any side effects. The enormous pressure placed on athletes by coaches, friends, society, or themselves to achieve world records at every event. The same reason why people use other drugs like nicotine, caffeine, alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, or even heroin. These substances change our state of mind and body and provide a temporary mental outlet or perceived psychological edge. Steroid use may be explained as a means of satisfying some mental or emotional need, but whether or not an artificial substance can achieve this end is subject to debate. The individual simply does not care about any side effects and is only concerned about getting bigger and stronger or faster at any price. Juicing or cranking, as steroid use is sometimes called, is a personal decision, but it's a decision that ideally shouldn't be made until one has considered all the possible ramifications. This is where I think objectivity and a rational mind is crucial. My initial exposure to the knowledge of steroid use began at age 17 in 1975 when I started to compete in local bodybuilding contests as a junior. At that time, steroids were legal to obtain and many physicians prescribed them to athletes and bodybuilders. You just made an appointment with your doctor, requested their advice and assistance with monitoring liver function, and that was it. And if your own doctor wouldn't comply, it was easy to find one that would. The benefit then was that you were assured high-quality goods direct from a pharmacy, whereas today, with the loss of controlled distribution, legitimate quality control is absent, thus increasing risk of contamination. Counterfeit steroids are difficult to spot because distributors can use near-perfect copies of bottles and labels of the most popular brands. Several of my friends at the gym were cranking, and it was obvious that the drugs were accelerating the process of growth and recovery. In some cases, the response was amazing. So no one could tell us they didn't work. But no one really talked openly about them or even understood exactly how they were making everyone bigger, leaner, and stronger. We just knew they worked based on the changes people were experiencing in muscle mass and power. I was obviously tempted because I loved muscle and I couldn't compete on a level playing field with the guys who had the pharmaceutical support. The differences were that dramatic. But there was something inside of me that made me feel uncomfortable. I just didn't feel like cranking these things into my body, shooting up with the needle was right. So it finally came down to having to make a decision to let go of my dream of becoming a bodybuilding champion or take the plunge and just go for it like everyone else. So when I was sitting on the fence wondering what to do, I was encouraged by a couple of friends to investigate and research their physiological effects. They say timing is everything. They urged me to do my homework and really consider the long-term ramifications of using steroids. So I consulted with several health practitioners, a naturopath, and a couple of medical doctors regarding steroid use. I went to the library and read what was available on the topic from some medical journals. When I discovered that my testicles could shrink to the size of a pea from using steroids, my eyes almost popped out of my head. It's called testicle atrophy, and right there and then, I instantly decided never to use them. That was the deciding factor for me. And you're right, maybe my manhood is between my legs, but it's all about being exposed to the right information at the right time. And when it comes to my manhood, baby, nothing's going to play around with that. And I just can't understand why some men don't even consider that effect. It doesn't even bother them. Maybe it's because I'm a Scorpio, and maybe it's because when I was young, I wanted kids and couldn't possibly imagine anything getting in the way with my manhood. But to this day, I'm glad I never crossed the line. And do you know why? Because I'm still training 30 years later and haven't missed a beat. Yes, at the time, I had to give up my dream, like millions of other teenage boys, and stop competing, and that was hard. But none of the guys I knew who took the drugs made it to the top, and guess what? Not one of them is still training today. Not one. Many of them have prostate problems or have lost their hair, and many struggle with body fat management and disordered eating, where they cannot control the amount of food they eat. It's sad to see. However, it gives me the assurance, decades later, that avoiding steroid use for me was the right thing to do. And now I'm training for the INBA Natural Mr. Olympia. What a great vindication. So you never know what's around the corner or how things will change in the future. On a personal level, maybe you've gone through the same process or know someone who has or is right now. From my experience, I urge you, as my friends who cared enough to urge me back then, to think long term, to do your homework, and to ask yourself why you really want to try steroids or continue using them. With the internet, vast amounts of information are only fingertips away. Each of us must choose our path and live responsibly with the consequences. Never mind the moral issues or what other people say, just be true to yourself and make the right decision from your gut. Although the immediate benefits of steroids can appear to be extremely impressive, the consequences of steroid abuse can be very nasty and irreversible. Here are some of the more well-known health problems described in the literature associated or related to steroid use. And these are things that people have actually confided with me. These are problems that I have seen in reality. Emotional addiction, ego alteration, steroid psychosis, otherwise known as roid rage, paranoia, violent behavior, and reverse anorexia nervosa. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, and an increased risk of heart and artery disease. Lowered immune system response, frequent colds and persistent infection. Testicular atrophy, and that's the big one. Reduced sperm production and sterility. Ouch! In females, virilization, changes in skin texture, irreversible enlargement of clitoris, hair loss, menstrual disturbances, wowzer, increased fatty breast tissue in men, also known as gyno or gynecomastia, formation of calcium deposits deep in the muscle belly at the point of injection, abscess formation and infection. I know a guy right now that's still suffering from 20 years ago when he had a major abscess and a crater that was formed that had to be dug out in the back of his butt. I mean, the risks are just too beyond me to even consider the stuff. Acute and or chronic acne, prostate and urethra infection, enlarged prostate, kidney and liver toxicity, hepatitis and tumors. Depending upon where you live, a criminal record, incarceration, and a damaged reputation. In the States, for example, possession and distribution of steroids is a felony, liable for a minimum of 1 year in prison. Stunted growth. Steroids can mature the epiphyseal bone plates in teenagers before they reach full height. Once matured, the bone can no longer grow. Reduction of serum lipoprotein A. Up to a 25% increase in the size of the heart's left ventricle due to edema and swelling of the mitochondria due to damage to cardiac tissue. Chronic use reduces ventricular compliance and can lead to increased crosslink formation between collagen strands in the extracellular matrix of the ventricle. Reduction of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, HDL, and elevation of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, steroids increase the liver's concentration of hepatic triglyceride lipase, the enzyme responsible for HDL degradation and conversion into estrogen, which destroys HDL. Increased risk of blood clot formation by inhibiting the clot-reducing eicosanoid prostacycline, increasing the clot-promoting eicosanoid thromboxane, and increasing platelet aggregation or platelet stickiness. Chronic joint pain, that's very, very common in the gym, due to changes in tendon structure and disorganized patterns of collagen formation caused by a decrease in collagen synthesis or acceleration of collagen degradation. Brain damage, get that one. Brain damage due to increased oxidative stress to brain neurons. We got enough damage going on out there, people. Steroids increase brain cortisol receptors, which increases risk of neural damage caused by cortisol-related stress reactions. Not now, but later. Pay me now, pay me later, but much later it's going to cost you a whole lot more. Adverse changes in the structure and function of several body organs, which, based on long-term use over 10, 15, 20 years, can theoretically decrease life expectancy. I've seen these rats that have been exposed to high amounts of steroids, and believe me, when compared to their siblings of the same age, they look like double or triple the age. I think steroids ages people. That's what I've seen in people that have done lots of them. They look a lot older than their chronological age. Excessive water retention caused by the retention of sodium, acute headaches and migraines due to altered function of the endocrine system, insomnia due to the stimulating effect on the central nervous system, allergic reactions including fever, cold sweat, eruptions of the skin, joint aches, and severe pain at the injection site. Increased mortality rate. A study by Dr. M. Parzizhnan and colleagues from Finland examined death rates of 62 male powerlifters who competed between 1977 and 1982 compared to a control population of over 1,000 men. They found that 12.9% of the powerlifters died compared to only 3.1% of the control population. Powerlifters died from suicide, heart attacks, liver failure, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So it doesn't paint a rosy picture, does it? Steroid use versus abuse. That's the emphasis I want to make. These things can get out of control. You start plugging them in to the wrong biochemistry. You develop an addiction to the effects that you see in the mirror. And maybe that's what I was scared of the most. If you love muscle, you want to get big, and by no means is there anything negative or bad about wanting to be muscular and look great. However, how you appropriate that effect, please think of going naturally. Stay away from the drugs, because once you cross the line and open Pandora's box, it can be pretty tough to turn things around. In the next segment devoted to this topic, I'll discuss the upside of steroid use. There is one. Look at how they actually work, and then review and consider a number of natural health products that actually help maximize lean muscle mass to its fullest genetic potential without any side effects. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from James Allen, author of As a Man Thinketh. Man is made or unmade by himself. By the right choice, he ascends as a being of power, intelligence, and love. And the Lord of his own thoughts, he holds the key to every situation.